New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut will impose mandatory quarantines for travelers from several states with high rates of the coronavirus, including Florida and Texas, effective midnight tonight. Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports.
Governor Andrew Cuomo was joined via remote feeds by New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy and Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont.
We're announcing today a joint travel advisory. People coming in from states that have a high infection rate must quarantine for 14 days.
Travelers from states that have an infection rate higher than 10% of their population for a 7-day average will be under the quarantine orders. That list includes Florida, Texas, North and South Carolina, Alabama, Arkansas, Arizona, and Washington State. Some of those states can be removed from the list if their infection rates improve. Other states will be added if their numbers of people with the disease go up. Residents of New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut who travel to those states in return will also have to quarantine. Violators who are caught face a $2,000 fine. The three states had strict stay-at-home orders throughout the spring and are undergoing a measured and careful reopening. New Jersey Governor Murphy says the economic shutdown has caused severe hardships that he does not want to repeat due to increased infections from elsewhere.
We have taken our people, the three of us, these three states, through hell and back. And the last thing we need to do right now is to subject our folks to another round.
There is no federal policy on closures and reopenings to help control the spread of the coronavirus. Connecticut Governor Lamont says states that have managed the virus well feel they have no choice but to act, saying, "We're not an island."
Right now, we're seeing places within some of these states where you have a positivity rate of 20, 30, 40%. In many cases, younger people, folks who travel, 18 to 35. Who are maybe not at risk themselves, but are highly infectious.
The travel advisories are a reversal of fortune for New York and the other states, who in the spring were virus hotspots, with New York at the epicenter of the pandemic in the U.S. Florida ordered quarantine of New York visitors for a time. The governor of Rhode Island briefly threatened to arrest travelers coming into her state from New York. The governors of the three states credit their success to the cooperation of people in their states who obeyed the stay-at-home orders and who are largely wearing masks and practicing safe social distancing. In New York, many regions are poised to begin the final phase of four phases of reopening. But that stage has stirred controversy because indoor shopping malls, movie theaters, and gyms are not on the list. Cuomo says the reason for the delay is that some studies have shown that the air conditioning and systems common in those indoor public spaces may actually spread the virus.
There's some reports that malls, bars, certain social clubs with air conditioning, that air conditioning may not be cleansing the air of the virus and just recirculating the virus. So we're studying that. As soon as we get some more information, we'll make an informed decision.
The governor says the malls, movie theaters, and gyms could reopen at a later date, but he did not rule out the possibility that they could remain closed until there's a vaccine for the virus. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.